This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
No complaints allowed. This is the DJV program where we take a positive look at most of the things going on in the world. It may not always sound that way because it's easy to take that negative road, but we do our best. You know, when I say we, I'm Doug Steffen. Hello. I'm with Jennifer Horn and Kara Schillen. Victoria has the pleasure of being off in Nashville this week with her girlfriend, so hopefully she's having a good time. Meanwhile, I turn things back over to Jennifer for the hot story of this half hour.
Well, I thought we could lighten things up a little bit and talk about a trending story that caught my eye. It all started on the pages of Vogue magazine, and visual perfume has been trending. Have you heard about visual perfume, Doug or
no.
Kara?
Okay. How do you have
Kara,
visual?
Have you heard about
you have to
it?
Smell it, don't you? Don't you have to smell it?
I've never heard of it.
Okay, so what they're saying is that fragrance is our signature, right? A lot of ladies will wear the same fragrance so that they're kind of known for this smell. But the question is why can't that signature fragrance be seen? So there's a new beauty line called M. Curie, and the creator of it is Shoval Shapiro. She founded and created this idea. She has a new category of fusing body art and fine fragrance. She grew up in Tel Aviv, and her parents owned a natural cosmetics company, and she said she always was intrigued by fragrance and always found a way into her life. And then when she went to design college and got her bachelor's degree, she started thinking about this. And so she launched on International Fragrance Day a one-of-a-kind ink that's infused with a unisex fragrance that blends spearmint with ginger and juniper berry undertones with, how about this, undertones of earthy musk and cedarwood. They blended a desirable scent for both men and women, something that would be loved by all, and it's now available to add to, like a tattoo, essentially. It comes in charcoal and ivory shades. It's hypoallergenic, it's waterproof, it's cruelty-free, and you can also take it off. But it will last for at least 12 hours if you want to keep it on. There are two different ways that you can apply it. One is a wide brush designed to be used with stencils that this woman has also come up with. The other is a fine-tipped brush so that you can freehand your design or you can write something on you if you want. And you can buy the stencils, you can buy the brush, you can buy this fragrance ink in your favorite color. And it's now going to be this sensory, smelly tattoo that has been trending. Vogue got a hold of it, and this thing has been it's huge in the beauty community and has been for the last several days. So would you stinky tattoo yourself, Doug?
Would I stinky tattoo myself? The answer is
instead of wearing cologne.
No, I would not.
Oh, come on. You could put, you could write your name on your arm.
That's weird.
Is this, you don't like it?
Can I design my own, henna tattoo or something? And
yeah,
then
it's
have
sort
it
of
scented like that.
This is what it looks like. It does look like henna, except the color is not brown. It's either can get the
what henna
ivory
is
or
for
the
people,
charcoal.
For men who don't know that women put henna in their hair, what henna is?
They don't put it in their hair.
Henna is a kind of highlight.
That's a henna rinse that you're thinking of.
Yeah, it's definitely not a female versus male thing. It just comes from Indian culture. It's one of those brownish, reddish tattoos that you would have on your hand or up your arm. It's super intricate looking. I know people have them before weddings and stuff like that, but that's why I'm saying referring to it, because it's kind of like a tattoo, like a temporary tattoo. But I don't know. It seems weird. So how does it spread the scent everywhere? Because normally if I think of perfume, I think, but you're only going to have that ink on one part of your body unless you cover your entire body with
it.
So
really pungent.
So then it's your hand smells, but nothing else. I don't know. I think of perfume and kind of spritzing it in multiple different places.
They're showing this that it can go anywhere. It can go on your wrist like regular perfume. It can go up, by your ears. It can go wherever you want. So people can put this in multiple places. The people that are being shown in this piece that I found trending in Vogue is this. It's kind of on your wrist. So it would be at one of your pulse points. People decorate themselves with a rose tattoo, and then it's supposed to emit fragrance for all the time that it's on. So it's constantly giving you that fragrance. So, yeah, kind of interesting.
I like my old shaving cream. I like my shaving, the aftershave. I like the creams that I put on my face and my hands. I like that.
I can see maybe doing this if you're going out to a party or somewhere, like, exciting and you just want to have, you know, like, you don't have any tattoos, but you want a tattoo and you want perfume. But, like, for a normal day, I don't know, spraying on perfume is pretty easy. And then this would add another, like, half an hour to your morning. Sorry, guys, got to paint on my perfume.
Lovely. Well, well, it's an interesting idea. And, Jennifer, thank you for bringing it to us. Would you, now let's turn around.
I'm here to play.
Would you do it?
Yeah, I would. Sure. I wouldn't do it every day, but it'd be fun to try. Sure. I love to play with makeup and stuff. I would totally try it.
Yeah, I can see that.
As long as it's not permanent. If I were tattooing a fragrance, and to me, first of all, I have commitment issues, so I don't think there's a tattoo on the planet that I would think I need to have on my body. And then add in the fragrance that would come with it? No, I like to change up my perfumes. I'm not one of those ladies that have a signature scent. I like to just wear all kinds of perfume. So, yeah, I don't think I would do it permanently, but for fun, for 12 hours, of course, come on.
Whoopee! All right, we're going to travel around the world to Venezuela, to Britain, and Kenya as we continue here on the DJV program. It's 13 past the hour.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Your promotion to CIO, Chief Ink Officer.
Because this week at Staples, when you buy one ink cartridge for your HP OfficeJet Pro printer, you get a second 30% off.
With savings that big, you'll be the director of deals, the president of printing.
Buy one HP OfficeJet Pro ink cartridge and get a second 30% off at Staples.
Where there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 3/30/19. Restrictions apply. See store associate or staples.com/HPBOGO for details.
Is your back going out more than you do these days? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest tasks seem impossible? I've had back problems for years, and now there's great news for me and you. Purity Products has the ultimate lower back relief formula to get you on track, and they want you to try it for free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, and joint support you need. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after using this formula, I noticed a significant difference in only 15 days. I'm walking smoother and enjoying life again, and now you can too. Purity Products has got your back, literally. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you could receive your free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. Just pay the shipping. So call now and get your free bottle at 1-800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Again, call now, 800-291-4180.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
How is it spring already? Didn't you just make a New Year's resolution to lose weight? How is it 4 months later already and the weight is still there? Don't put it off another second. Calitrin is easier than any other resolution or diet plan you've tried. Take it just once a day. That's it. It's even safe if you're diabetic.
Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I have regained my energy. I have regained some mental clarity. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186, and I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
So I got the Calitran, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I'm happy.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitran works for weight loss and more. Check it out at TopWoss.com. That's TopWoss.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, a little traveling music, please. We used to do that. Jackie Gleason. Neither one of you remember even the Jackie Gleason show, do you?
I never watched it live, but I sure know who Jackie Gleason is, sure.
All right, a little traveling music. Mostly the focus in these three areas, the two that I have on the top of the pile here from England. The vote was taken. The Prime Minister has been pushed away or aside for a while on the Brexit thing because the folks in Parliament want to try for a day to see if they can find a way through the European Union divorce impasse. How are we doing with the Uri Geller thing? Uri Geller, as you may remember, is trying through his thought process to get people to not, basically to stop the Brexit, which is something that really seems very practical, although I don't hear a lot of talk about it. England will be a mess. Does the Parliament understand? They must understand. So why are they messing with this? There's supposed to be a vote on Wednesday on some of the Brexit options. Is one of the options to keep the connection with the European Union and England to stay in the European Union?
Yeah, one of the options is that they just walk away. The other option is they just leave with no real plan. Both of them don't seem like really good options. I would think at this point not walking away is probably better than just walking away with no plan, but they don't even have the votes to make a decision on that. Theresa May is really struggling. A lot of people are just calling for her now to step down.
Yeah, I think that's why Parliament stepped in, because no matter what Theresa May does, no matter what plan she comes up with, she can't get enough votes for it. So I think Parliament is trying to work together more so they can come up with some plan that they can get more people to agree with so they can actually get enough votes to do something.
But wasn't the plan, or the best plan it seemed, was to have another vote among the population, to have a vote reconsideration.
That's something that all of us think should happen, but that's not an official thing that has been announced as a possibility by them. I think eventually, if they can't get enough votes, it might go to that, but I think Theresa May is doing every single thing in her power, and her party is, to make sure that that doesn't happen. Because obviously they promised that Brexit was going to happen, and that's been their big platform, so they're trying to make sure it does happen. I don't think
at their own expense, because the public doesn't want it.
Yeah.
And that may be why they're showing her the door, or in the. It's funny how stubborn people are, isn't it? When it comes to anything, I suppose. You got your own ideas, and let's stick to them. All right, traveling to Venezuela, the country is closing their schools. They basically told all workers to stay home because there was a big power. I'm not sure whether it was a power cut or power failure. But there doesn't seem to be, the infrastructure in Venezuela seems to be falling apart. And it doesn't, there's this big fight between the guy who was the president and the person who was apparently elected to be the president. The United States has supported the person who has been elected, but the guy who's there doesn't want to give up power. What a fiasco.
Maduro and Guaido. Guaido's actually doing some really good stuff, though. He's actually gone and put his own life in jeopardy to go try to bring supplies, medicine, food into the people of Venezuela. Maduro is starving them. He's not giving them access to medications. The average Venezuelan has lost 25 pounds under Maduro's leadership.
Good
so God. It's the shelves are empty, and that's socialism.
Yeah, nothing to eat. So here's a good story for those of you who enjoy hearing things that really make your day start well, or maybe this is something you keep and you'll tell other people. The story about this Kenyan teacher who lived in a remote village, gave away most of his earnings to the poor. He won a $1 million prize for his work teaching in a government-run school that has one computer and not very good internet access. The annual Global Teacher Prize, awarded to Peter Tachibi in the Atlantis Hotel in Dubai, in a ceremony hosted by Hugh Jackman. He said the farthest he'd traveled before this was to Uganda. Coming to Dubai marked his first time on an airplane. He said, quote, "I feel great. I can't believe it. I feel so happy to be among the best teachers in the world, being the best in the world."
It's amazing.
It's kind of
He's a science teacher, and some of his kids, even though it's this tiny school, have gone on to win, like, engineering prizes and gone on to college, and he said he's going to give pretty much all of that money back to the school so they can get more equipment.
And this is a horrible place, too, Kara. Drought and famine all the time in this area. The obstacles that the students face and the obstacles he's faced, kids are staying in school with his inspiration. Good for him. Congratulations.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Sitting in my chair, Jennifer, moving my body around after I got all fixed up by Jack Stockwell in his clinic.
Yeah, you're feeling
yesterday.
Good, right?
I'm all set. Yep, Stevie said to headline the International Television Festival Series Fest on Monday the 24th of June at the Red Rock Amphitheater in Morrison, Colorado. What a fabulous venue. If you've ever seen any of the stuff that's been taped there, I think one of the most fabulous concerts that the Moody's ever did was in the Red Rock Amphitheater. It's just the ambiance and being there. Series Fest is a nonprofit organization dedicated to the artists at the forefront of episodic storytelling. Features 6 days of music performances, a lot of panels and workshops. Starts on the 21st of June, goes to the 26th. Program will also feature never-before-seen sneak peeks, television premieres, just all-around entertainment stuff. Tickets for Series Fest Season 5, featuring to-be-announced special television presentation that'll follow Stevie Wonder's Red Rock performance, go on sale at 10 o'clock Mountain Time this Friday at AXS.com, AXS.com. The founder, Randy Kleiner, and Kaylee Smith Westbrook say, quote, "We are beyond excited, truly honored to have the one and only Stevie Wonder as our centerpiece headliner for Season 5. There's no bigger, bolder, or more prolific storytelling than what comes out of Stevie's mouth." What'd you say, Jen?
Chris, it's so fun. Fun show.
Yeah. To me, it's really, like, even though I'm sure everything else will be cool in the films that they show, just getting to see Stevie Wonder at Red Rocks would be so worth getting a ticket for this.
Yeah. How much do the tickets cost, you know?
I don't know if they've released the amount yet. I haven't seen it, but probably a lot. But you know, Stevie Wonder might be worth it.
Once in a lifetime, though. How many more chances do you get to see Stevie Wonder?
How old is he? He's in his mid 60s, late 60s. How old is Stevie Wonder?
I would guess older.
Even older than that. I was thinking maybe even older than that. In that, he's in that vicinity though. Well, I remember referring to him as, when I was a disc jockey, as Little Stevie Wonder, because he was.
He's not that old at all. He was born in 1950. I thought he was older than that, 68. You're plenty of time.
There you go. All right, Stevie Wonder, the man. He be the man at the Red Rocks Amphitheater. I like my cool jargon, Kara. Pretty cool, huh? He be the man.
Pretty cool.
26 after the hour on the DJB program. Music is our focus at the moment. Along with, do we have Lionel Richie as a singer or a judge, or maybe both? He's going to showcase his recent Las Vegas residency on a new live album featuring a dozen of his greatest tracks. Live from Las Vegas comes out in August, boasts hits from his solo catalog and when he was singing with the Commodores. He performed them at Planet Hollywood and the Casino Zappos Theater. Also, Lionel Richie announced a 2019 North American Summer Trek dubbed the Hello Tour. Remember this? You're playing Hello now, right, Kara? Crank that up for a second. Hello. I always hit it right. Hello. This trip launches the 28th of May in Sugarland, Texas. Runs through August 30th. He'll end up in St. Paul. He said, I'm so excited to bring my live music from Las Vegas album to life, share it with my fans. Also, I'm really looking forward to going on tour, performing for everybody this summer. It'll be one big party. Yeah, he does. Lionel Richie's got a very prolific career. If you want tickets for the Hello Tour, they go on sale on the 29th. Every ticket purchased will be bundled with a CD copy of Live from Vegas. You can find tour dates and buy the tickets at LionelRichie.com/shows. So again, they go on sale on the 29th. LionelRichie.com/shows. 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
He used to represent lots of high-profile clients, including porn star Stormy Daniels. Now attorney Michael Avenatti needs a lawyer for himself. Avenatti under arrest in New York after the U.S. Attorney Nick Hanna in L.A. and the U.S. Attorney in New York City, Jeff Berman, filed federal charges against him.
Avenatti's conduct had nothing to do with zealous advocacy for a client or any other kind of legitimate legal work.
Now the charges include bank and wire fraud and extortion. Avenatti accused of trying to extort $20 million from sneaker giant Nike.
It's lasted a long time. We're glad it's over. It's 100% the way it should have been.
President Trump at the White House reacting to being cleared in Robert Mueller's Russia probe.
We can never let this happen to another president again. I can tell you that. I say it very strongly.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No trash talk here. This is the Real McCoy, the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, proud of the ladies who are on the air with me every day. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Victoria on vacation this week, so we now focus on things that are maybe things she might have enjoyed. The story of the women's match at WrestleMania. Although I'm thinking Jennifer may enjoy that more.
I like Kara. It more, actually.
Ronda Rousey,
yeah.
Becky Lynch, Charlotte Flair. Now, I know who Charlotte Flair is, Ric Flair's daughter. Everybody right. knows who Ronda Rousey is. I don't know who Becky Lynch is. Who's
really
she?
Really famous women's wrestler. I think she's a former champion, so it'll be a good match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The first time a women's match will get the spot, the hot spot at the big event of WrestleMania. I thought that the Raw thing was the big event.
WrestleMania is the biggest event of the year. Raw is their weekly TV show.
Okay. So is this
but
the
WrestleMania
usual
is
phony,
like their World Series.
Okay. Is this phony baloney Rousey feuding with Lynch and Flair? They're the big act now for sure, but is act the right word? How much of this, none of this stuff is true, isn't it all? They're probably all pals.
A lot of them are pals. The thing is, they have a predetermined outcome as to how they want the storyline to go, but the athleticism isn't fake. To do what they do, you have to be in incredibly good shape. You have to be
agile, strong.
You have to, and the schedule is so rigorous, too. The fact that they travel, I think, like 300 days a year. I think they only get like 65 days off because they do all these local shows, not just their TV appearances. That's it, really aggressive. It's hard on your body. In fact, one of the women who, or actually two of the women who used to compete in the women's division, the Bella Twins, they have Total Divas. They had Total Bellas on E. They have their own reality show. Both of them just quit at 35 because they said they couldn't keep up with the travel schedule anymore, that it just wasn't enjoyable because you're in a new town every night, essentially.
Yeah. Nikki Bella says after 12 years, she's had enough. She's 35 years old. She and her twin sister are walking away, as you've suggested. The final televised match was a defeat to Raw Women's Champion Ronda Rousey. So Nikki Bella beat Ronda Rousey?
I think she lost if it was a defeat.
Oh. Yeah, well, I'm talking about Bella who won?
Nikki was defeated by Ronda Rousey.
Nikki was defeated.
Oh, okay, so that was the end of that for her then. So she's had enough. They've all had enough. I used to have a lot of fun watching the wrestling, and I always like to watch the women's wrestling, but it's such nonsense.
You should watch it. Well, it's kind of cool. It's
fun. Yelling and screaming at each other.
I don't watch it very much, but the nice thing I will say is it seems like the women's championships and fights are more equal to the men's now. Like, it seems like they're actually fighting and doing stuff instead of just kind of, I don't know.
Do you find that enjoyable, Karen? You like watching that stuff?
Well, I don't know. If that's going to be their job, then I would rather see them do that than just kind of be like the side chicks who aren't really doing all that much. Yeah.
Right. Like on the radio, the blonde bimbo who always laughs at what the host says.
Stop
kind
it.
The same thing. Right?
No. Yes, I prefer to see strong women on my TV.
That was never your role, and you know that. That was never the role. Never, never, never. Okay, let me move to something I'm trying to figure out. I'm looking around the landscape. Yesterday I became acquainted with a newspaper for women called The Lily. Do either of you know anything about The Lily?
Mm-mm.
Okay. The newspaper says it's aimed at women, but it looks to me like the assumption here, and Kara, I know you'll run right to it, so you can tell me whether you agree or you disagree. Maybe, Jennifer, you'll run right to it as well. It looks to me like it doesn't represent the general population of women. It's more aimed at what is called progressivism or left of center women.
Yeah, I would say that most women's newsletters on the internet are based that way. I mean,
it's published by the Washington Post. And when I typed in The Lily, yes, I think I probably would skip this publication because here's what I am greeted with. A big, gigantic, black and white picture of Barbara Streisand is the first thing.
Which I think is weird, too. I'm not Barbara's biggest fan, but I guess...
Oh, my gosh.
It goes along with the story that we talked about the other day where she had those comments about Michael Jackson and the guys in the documentary. But it seems weird that the story is not the top thing. It's just a gigantic picture.
No, it's
picture
a picture. So if that is the first thing to meet me, usually a hard pass on what comes next.
All right, so this is the reason I brought it up for two reasons. One, because I wanted to get that spin on it and see if I was reading it the right way or maybe I was missing something. And two, the assumption that women, millennial women especially, are struggling and they need to find an identity and this will help them. There was something in the magazine that I saw yesterday about millennial women facing unique financial struggles more than women who are older than they are. There are a lot of different factors, according to this. More millennial women are raising children outside of marriage. Would you have a child outside of marriage? Either of you, actually. Jennifer, you're...
It wouldn't be my favorite thing to do, but if it happened, I would keep a child. I wouldn't mm-hmm. adopt or abort a child. I would definitely keep it and raise it.
Carol, what about you? What would happen if, and even if you didn't get pregnant, let's say you decided you wanted to be on your own and have a child. My son and I talked about this at great length before he met the lady he's going to marry in October. He was thinking about having a child, adopting a child on his own. What'd you say, Jennifer?
I would do it. Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm on the same page as Jen. If for some reason, I've always been very careful, but if somehow I was able to, or I became pregnant, then I would keep the child. And I know that my family would always be around to help me out in that situation. And if you hit a point where, you know, you're older and you want to have a kid and there's nobody who's around that will have a kid with you, then, you know, if you have the financial means, then, yeah, I would definitely think about that.
Mm-hmm. All right, one more step on this rung, if I may, because it sort of fits together. And I think what it does for me is I expose myself to more of these ideas, make me think that there really is sort of a divide, not a negative divide, but just a divide between my generation and, let's say, Kara's generation, and Jennifer, you're sort of in between. And is it, twas it forever thus? My father always used to tell me how the government was awful and the country's going to hell. And I think each generation, as we go down the ladder, says the same thing and feels the same way. And so we get down to what women are thinking about with regard to the women in my generation or my parents' generation who stayed home, or not so much my generation, but my parents' generation. My mother stayed home, and most mothers that I knew of my friends all stayed home. They didn't have jobs. But now the situation has changed for a lot of different reasons. Not, you know, people say they have to work. I don't know that I buy that. I think they want to work. I think women need to have their own identity these days, and they have it. My mother had no identity at all. My mother had no separate identity.
She was your mother and a wife. And
And that's what my father said.
That's okay.
You know, I said to my father the day my mother's funeral took place, is what did my mother accomplish with her life?
You.
She had a sad, troubled life, and that's what he said. She took care of the three of you.
Yeah.
So
I would, you know,
now,
this whole idea, though, just to go back to this newspaper, because the more I think about it, the more this irritates the bejesus out of me.
I knew it would. That's why I introduced
it. The fact that we have to have a newspaper for women, because, God forbid, real women can read a real newspaper, it just irritates the heck out of me.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's so insulting that we are trying to kowtow down to women by putting together these newspapers that are somewhat comprised of hard news and somewhat not. We should understand that women are smart and they can read a real newspaper like men can. It just irritates me.
Yeah, I follow a couple of them. I don't necessarily think of it as insulting, you know, because I understand myself and I know that I can read a newspaper, but it is kind of nice to get something sent to you that has, you know, hard news and fun news in it. I don't know. It's more helpful to me in terms of, say, writing stuff for this show, because I don't want all just hard news. I want some things that are lighter stories as well. So,
all right. So then let me take you to one of these stories, Kara. Women, more women say they will not have children because of climate change. And I wonder why, what is there about climate change that would influence you? This is sort of the part B of the question I was asking you before. Do you have married friends who have, I'm looking at the story of one woman who was married for 7 months. She feels climate change could make the planet so uninhabitable, she's not sure she can bring herself around to becoming a parent. And I know some other people who feel that way, who think that way, who are in the late 20s, early 30s, that sort of thing. They think it's horrific to bring children into the life that we may have to live.
I know people who are nervous about bringing kids into the world just because we, social media and the political climate, and we're living, I think, in a very weird space where it's like, how do you, we're living in a world that is very, very different than any previous time. And so it's like, how do you raise a child in this environment in a safe way so that they grow up to be normal human beings who, you know, are not suffering from all kinds of crazy anxiety and depression that you see all kinds of teenagers dealing with now. That would be my bigger concern. And I think to most of the people around me, that's the bigger concern. And maybe climate change is part of that, but I don't think that's the main reason. Like, that's not something I hear all my friends who are getting married discussing.
There are a lot of people who are worried about climate change, but I'm with Kara. Mine's more about safety and what kind of world are we living in more than anything else.
There's a Facebook page, facebook.com/birthstrike, that puts together women who are foregoing motherhood. It's a pretty interesting, it really is. I mean, it's a whole new way of thinking, but that's really why I continue to do this program, because I want to have us explore the new ways of thinking, because I don't think you're going to run away from this stuff. You can't. It's what people are thinking. Whether you think it's right or wrong, you agree or disagree, that's not what's important. What's important is that people are having these thoughts, thinking these things, and acting on them. And so what, you know, our pal AOC has even asked the question, is it okay to have kids? And, you know, there are people who are wondering about whether it is. I don't know. We've got to have some, you have to have some pathway to keeping the country's population at least steady. But there are a lot of things that people are talking about and have solid justification. More and more women are becoming lesbians, or outwardly becoming lesbians, and parents as well, taking children from various circumstances. That's a whole thing that's growing that wasn't ever a part of discussion when I was a kid, ever. And now it is. So, anyway, it's food for thought. 46 past the hour here on the DJV program.
This message is brought to you by Airborne. You're on your feet, holding your breath, losing your voice, swept up by the excitement and stress of a miracle season. Your hopes are sky high until they come crashing down from an overtime buzzer beater. These miserable, heart-wrenching moments are pretty rough, and over the course of the season, they can really take a toll. A new survey commissioned by Airborne found that 82% of fans take action to time out and recover from a big game, with the majority relying on sleep, hydration, and food to get back on their feet. When the season calls for defense on and off the field, add Airborne to your lineup. A specially crafted blend of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for immune system support. From spring training to March brackets, Airborne supports you through every up, down, and did that just happen replay of the season. Airborne immune support is available for every team and every fan. So after that armchair analysis, find Airborne at retailers nationwide and online at www.amazon.com. That's www.amazon.com.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free! The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your power swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
I can't believe it.
that we're in an elevator with a puma?
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
Could you hit 7 for me? Okay, no need to. That's fine. I'm good.
Believe it. Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Your promotion to CIO, Chief Ink Officer.
Because this week at Staples, when you buy one ink cartridge for your HP OfficeJet Pro printer, you get a second 30% off.
With savings that big, you'll be the director of deals, the president of printing.
Buy one HP OfficeJet Pro ink cartridge and get a second 30% off at Staples.
Where there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 3/30/19. Restrictions apply. See store associate or staples.com/HPBOGO for details.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Is there a doctor in the house? Yes, there is. Dr. Jack Stockwell. Dr. E. Jackson Stockwell, doctor of chiropractic. He's a nooker. Probably not. There's my New England coming out, Jack.
Yes.
He's a nooker, board-certified practitioner, a GAPS practitioner. He knows what's happening when it comes to your health and well-being. So he joins us as it's a continuation. This is a discussion that just goes on and on and on because there's always something going on. And what we're going to focus on now is the headline you've been seeing a lot of lately, the focus on sugar-sweetened drinks and what they do to you. Is it your teeth? Yep, that's where it probably starts, where the stuff enters your mouth, eats away, rots the enamel, but then it gets down into your system, and this study reveals all kinds of things. Jack, what do you have?
Well, it's the, there's a whole litany of stuff that between each of these shows that comes up in research now that people are looking more and more at nutrition. This is from the Clinical Journal of the American Society of Nephrology, which, of course, is the study of the kidney. And they found that these people who regularly consume beverages, sugary beverages, have increased risk of chronic kidney disease. And what they talked about in this particular study was just drinks with added sugar. So it would be soft drinks, sweetened fruit drinks, coffee, energy drinks, electrolyte replacement drinks, sport drinks, sweetened teas, things that that after you've made them or you've purchased them, or after they were made in some plant somewhere, that they dumped a bunch of sugar in at the end to make it sweet enough for you to buy it. And people who regularly have a pattern, now not just occasional drink, we're talking about people who are drinking this 3, 4, 5, 6 times a week, if not daily, have a higher risk of developing chronic kidney disease. But they also found out that if they had at least 24 ounces, which is 2 12-ounce cans, and there's a lot of people who will do that, or, you know, the people who run into the convenience stores first thing in the morning when they're on their way to work or the job site or whatever, have those big 64-ounce things, are more than twice as likely to die to coronary heart disease. And what we've talked, you know, and heart disease doesn't have a buildup of sugar in the heart, but we've talked about this before, where constant intake of carbohydrates, especially processed carbohydrates, anything sugary, causes constant levels of insulin in the bloodstream. And insulin is an inflammatory chemical that finds its hot spots that the body has to lay down band-aids. And that's essentially, to some degree, what atherosclerosis is. And so you start getting fat buildup in different places because you have insulin in the system all the time because you are consuming sugar all the time.
Say what you will about Michael Bloomberg, but remember the big hoo-ha that was started when he banned or suggested, and then the city council agreed with him that they banned 64-ounce soda drinks, the stuff you got at 7-Eleven. So people were buying 2 32-ounces. What do you do with that stuff? You put that into your body, and it just goes right through your system and comes out the other end.
Well,
it's really...
And it burns all the way through. As sweet as it is, it has a burning effect on the arterial structures, on your arteries. And it has an inflammatory effect by itself, but it also causes constant high levels of insulin that has an inflammatory process.
This is not a preachy... This is not a message that comes from some preacher. This is a man who knows what he's talking about, and it's your information. It's for you to decide what you want to do. That's all. Jack's telling you what happens. You do what you want. You're silly if you drink this crap, but it depends on what how you want to live your life. And some people say, "Oh, I'd rather enjoy my life than live in a
That's kind of too far the other way.
Yeah, it is, exactly. All right, so anyway, a word to the wise is sufficient. Here's something else about being wise. Calitrin, becoming the number one healthy choice for weight loss in our country. If you want to jumpstart your program, you're losing weight and you're finding yourself going up and down and up and down. You want to lose weight and keep it off without breaking the bank? There is a limited time special offer from the folks at Calitrin, whose main ingredient, by the way, is collagen, the number one protein in your body. Without it, Jack, I learned from Jack over the last couple of days being at his clinic, you can't live without protein. You can't live without collagen. You need to have these elements in your body to continue to grow and survive. And because your body stops making collagen when you're in your 30s, you need Calitrin to jumpstart it, help you lose the weight, and keep it off. Number one, safest way to lose the weight, go to toploss.com. The special deal right now is you buy 3 bottles, a 90-day supply, and you get 2 bottles, that's 2 months supply, free, plus $20 off your entire purchase. Free shipping as well. Use the...
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.